Hello everyone, and welcome to my talk on peer-to-peer hole punching without centralized infrastructure. I'm Max, and before we dive into it, I want to make sure here to give a great shout out to all the folks organizing FOSDEM 2022. I've been to quite a lot of them by now, and I'm very happy, excited that there is another one this year. So thank you very much for organizing all of this and making all of this happen. As I said, Max, I'm a software developer at Protocol Apps. I'm stewarding the LibP2P project, so I'm all over the place whenever it comes to LibP2P, but mostly am I maintaining the LibP2P Rust implementation. In a past life, even though I'm still a little bit involved, I've been helping to maintain Prometheus, so you might have seen me around on that, and I've been mostly working on the integration of Prometheus into the Kubernetes ecosystem. You can find me pretty much anywhere on the web with mxinton on all the different platforms, and if you want to find out more about me, you can visit my website as well. So today we're going to talk about hole punching, but we'll do so in the context of LibP2P. So let me first introduce LibP2P. LibP2P is an open source project, fully open source, and it's a modular, as the name suggests already, peer-to-peer networking library. Now, LibP2P is composed of a shared core and then many building blocks around that. Those building blocks and also the shared core are fully specified and then implemented in many different languages. I would say 7+ languages somewhere there, even though some languages are more ahead and some are a little bit more behind, though all sharing some common logic. Given that LibP2P is implemented in so many different languages, LibP2P runs on many runtimes or environments or however you want to call it. So for example, if you use JSLibP2P or RustLibP2P compiled to WebAssembly, you can then run within the browser. You can run on mobile with JavaLibP2P and for example, RustLibP2P. You can run on embedded, you can run on servers, you can run on laptops, you can pretty much run anywhere. Now, LibP2P in itself is not very useful, but used in a larger network, it is. So for example, LibP2P today is used within IPFS. IPFS actually being the project that LibP2P is born out of. So back then, LibP2P was the sole network layer of IPFS, and at some point, some brave souls decided to make it its own project. So nowadays, obviously, LibP2P powers IPFS, but also Ethereum 2, Filecoin, or for example, the Polkadot network, and many more. Now, it is a little bit hard to estimate how many live nodes are out there. I would estimate something around 100,000 at any point in time, even though it is a little bit hard, again, in a peer-to-peer network, especially since there are firewalls and nets. And that's, I think, a good bridge to get over to our next topic, or the topic of this talk, actually, the problem with firewalls and nets and how we're going to solve it with hole punching, hopefully. Okay, so let's first define the problem of the talk. Pretty much firewalls and nets is a good summary. Let's imagine we have two people that want to connect to each other, A and B. And now each of them have their laptop in front of each other, and they're connected to the internet over some home network with a router in between, each in a separate network, right? So now the problem is that A cannot connect to B directly, and B cannot connect to A directly. I'm oversimplifying a lot of things here, but let's just imagine A tries to establish a SYN connection, TCP IP SYN, sends a TCP IP SYN to B. That SYN would be sent to router A, would then be forwarded to router B. Router B would see that SYN coming from A, but would not see any SYN coming the other way or any packets coming the other way from B to A, thus not really seeing a port mapping within its state table and simply dropping the SYN. Now, below is the exact same situation again, but mirrored. So B sends a TCP SYN out to its router that forwards it to router A. Router A does not have a port mapping from A to B, thus it drops the SYN. Now, there is no real way for A and B to connect with this setup, but we can solve all of this with hole punching. Now, hole punching, the idea is to punch holes in one's firewall. And this is happening here, for example, where A and B, through some magical mechanism, we'll go into what that magical mechanism is, they decide to connect to each other at the same time, pretty much at the same time. So A sends a SYN and B sends a SYN. And each of these SYNs punch a hole into the firewalls of router A and router B. So A punches a hole in its own firewall and B punches a hole into its own firewall. Now, those two SYNs, one from A, one from B, at some magical point somewhere in the internet, cross path, right? They don't really cross path, but I think it's a good image to have in mind. And now the SYN from B arrives at router A And given that A previously punched a hole here, this SYN is then forwarded and actually arrives at A. And the same happens with the SYN of A, which arrives at B. And this way, the two actually exchange the their first packets for their TCP connection, and at some point will end up with the whole TCP connection. Now, this whole mechanism, it's called hole punching, and it's, among other things, again, simplifying, oversimplifying a lot here to overcome firewalls and NATs. What we want to achieve